بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Lesson in this chapter that we should have moderation in our optional nafal ibadat. With regard to that, we are reading this narration of Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who made quite a bit of optional ibadat compulsory upon himself, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it easy for him, but he still preferred to take the hard way. And he says in his old age, then he saw he could not manage it. With regard to that, we read three versions of the same hadith, and then various parts of the hadith are mentioned also with regard to this. In one narration it comes, وَإِنَّ لِوَلَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And remember, your children also have a right on you. Give time to make the tarbiyat, to nurture your children, to teach them good habits. It comes in the hadith, the best gift a parent can give to his children is good character, good habits. So that has to be taught to the children. Otherwise, by nature, we have greed in us. We have jealousy in us, so all that has to be taken out. The father has to give time for that also. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَا صَامَ مَنْ صَامَ الْأَبَدْ ثَلَاثًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who keeps every day roza is like he who did not keep rozas at all. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that. And that is, a person gets so used to roza that he doesn't feel the little hardship, the little hunger, now it's just his system it has become. So it is like he kept no roza. Though he's keeping all the time roza, it is like he kept no roza. But a person who keeps one day he doesn't keep, who keeps Monday, Thursdays, who keeps 3 days of the month, then he will feel the roza. So, and that is what is required also. In another riwayat it comes, حَبُّ السِّيَامُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سِيَامُ دَعُوُّ. The most beloved rozas which Allah loved was that rozas of Dawood alayhi salam. That one day he kept roza, one day he did not keep roza. So a person doesn't get used to a fixed pattern, but the changes that come. And that is what our deen wants from us. Like in summer, Fajr is very early. Winter, it is very cold in the morning. Rozas come in summer, rozas come in winter also. All the seasons, everything comes. So a person doesn't just get used to one pattern, but he fulfills all the demands of Islam under all circumstances, under all environments also. So to keep one day roza, one day we don't keep. وَحَبُّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى صَلَاةُ دَعُودِ. And the most beloved namaz, that is at night, the Hajjat namaz, which Allah loved, was also the namaz of Dawood alayhi salam. What was his ibadat at night? كَانَ يَنَامُ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ. He should sleep for half of the night. وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَهُ. And then he should get up, and one third of the night he should make Allah's ibadat. وَيَنَامُ سُدُسَهُ. Then one sixth he should sleep again before Fajr. So he should sleep half the night, get up, make ibadat for one third of the night, and then one sixth. And in this way he completed his ibadat, his night. Ibadat also, sleep also. وَكَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيَفْتَرُ يَوْمًا. And he used to keep one day rozas, one day he should not keep roza. وَلَا يَفِرُّ إِذَا لَاقَى. And when he met the enemy on the battlefield, he never ran away from the battle, from the battlefield. He always fought till the last. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ. And in another riwayat it comes, أَنْ كَحَنِي أَبِي إِمْرَاتٍ ذَاتَ حَسَمٍ. My father married me to a woman of who was an influential, a prominent woman. وَكَانَ يَتَعَاهَدُ كَنَّتَهُ أَيْ إِمْرَاتَ وَلَدِهِ. And he should keep a check on me through his daughter-in-law, through my wife. He should ask her that what kind of a person am I. That is also very necessary. Today in-laws cause problems and fights between the children. Instead of that, they should work toward bringing unity and understanding between them. And they should keep an eye on the children, the daughter-in-law, the son-in-law, in order to bring more muhabbat in them. So he says, my father used to keep a check on me through my wife. فَيَسْأَلَهَا أَنْ بَعْدِهَا. And then he used to ask her with regard to her husband, with regard to me, what kind of a husband am I? Am I fulfilling her rights, etc.? Am I too hard, too strict? Am I too, have a lot of anger which I take out on her? What kind of a husband am I? You should ask my wife, his daughter-in-law. فَتَقُولُ لَهُ She used to reply, نَعْمَ الرَّجُلْ مِنْ رَجُلٍ What a man he is, what can I say? He's such a good man. لَمْ يَطَعْنَنَا فِرَاشًا He never comes to our bed. That is, he does not come and have relation. He never comes to me. وَلَمْ يُفَتِّشْ لَنَا كَنَفًا And he مُنْزُ أَتَيْنَاهُ And he never opened my niqab since I came to him. He's not like interested in me at all. In other words, she was taunting him that what kind of a husband is he? That he doesn't even come to me, he doesn't even look at me, doesn't worry about me. فَلَمَّا قَالَ ذَلِكَ عَلِيهِ When this happened for quite a few times, while and nothing was changing, ذَكَرَ ذَلِكَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Then his father said, I mentioned it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the condition of my son, that he's having no relations with his family. And I married him to a very good woman. But he's got no relations, no time for her. فقال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلْقِنِي بِهِ Let me meet him, bring him, sometime let me speak to him. فَلَقِيْتُهُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ I took him and for him to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَيْفَ تَصُومْ How are your fast? What's the pattern of your fasting? قُلْتُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ I said, every day. And he was also happy that it's a great achievement. Every day I'm keeping roza. قال وَكَيْفَ تَخْتِمُ And how much, when, how often do you complete your Qur'an Sharif? How much tilawat do you make? How much do you read? فَقُلْتُ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ I said, every night I complete one Qur'an. I read 30 suparas every night. وَذَكَرَ نَحْوَ مَا سَبَقْ And he mentions similar things which have come before. وَكَانَ يَقْرَوْ عَلَى بَعْضِ أَهْلِهِ السُّبْعُ الَّذِي يَقْرَوْهُ And he sometimes used to recite 1/7 of the Qur'an, about 4 or 4.5 suparas, to any family member during the day. That he says, I should read that to them. يَعْرِضُهُ مِنَ النَّهَارِ During the day, I should recite that لَتَكُونَ أَخَفَّ عَلَيْهِ بِاللَّيْلِ So that at night, it's not so difficult for me. Especially in summer, when the nights are short, to read full 30 suparas is quite a challenge. Even for a very, very good hafiz who reads at a very fast pace for home also, in summer months, it's not easy. So he said about 1/7 I should read in the day to somebody so that my night reading is not so difficult. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَتَقَوَّى أَفْتَرَ أَيَّامًا And he said, when I saw my body is becoming weak, then for some days I should not keep roza. I should gain my strength by not keeping roza some days. وَأَحْصَى وَصَامَ مِثْلَهُنَّ And then I should count how many days I haven't kept roza, and then I should cover them up again and keep them again. مِثْلَهُنَّ كَرَاهِيَةَ يَتْرُكَ شَيْئًا And this I used to do so that what I had promised to do, I fulfilled that promise. فَارَقَ عَلِيهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ And Nabi عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَّمْ passed away when he was in this condition. And as we read in the other riwayats, then later he did not want to lessen it. He said, I promised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I'll do so much. Now in my old age I find I can't do it and it's a very big challenge. But I have to do it. So by forcing himself and bringing difficulty upon himself in optional nafal ibadah. So here we learn the lesson that we should take is that which comes in other hadith that nafal ibadat, a person should do so much he can manage comfortably and continually. Not just some days he makes a lot of ibadat, other days he makes no ibadat. Even if it is a little, but with punctuality, that is much more loved by Allah Ta'ala. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned him and through him warned us all that we don't know what old age will be, what sicknesses overtake a person. or later in life, what other occupations occupy a person, then he can't manage his ibadat. So we should do that, which is quite comfortable. But as mentioned many times, for us it is that we have hardly started with nafal ibadat. All this applies to those who make a lot of nafal ibadat. But we who are not even doing the nafal, which are with our faras namazes, this is out of the question for us. We have to still start and do a lot of nafal to come at least somewhere along the line. May Allah give us tawfiq, and a person only gains that great closeness to Allah through nafal. It comes in a hadith, the most closest a person comes to me is through faras. And then he keeps on coming closer to me through nafar. Faras is limited. We made 2 rakats of fajr now faras. We can't make another 2 rakats. Now just now, it's ishraq time, we can make 2 rakats, we can make 4 rakats, can make 10, 20 rakats. Nafal, we can do as much as we want to. But faras, we can't do more. So with faras, you'll gain your closeness to Allah. But to gain more and more closeness, it is only through nafal ibadat. Faras, the sawab of it, we can't pass on to anyone. But nafal ibadat we make, we can pass that sawab to our parents, our ustad, our mashayikh, whoever we want to. And that is also a duty on us, to think of our marhumin. How many of us hardly think of our parents and make isari sawab for them? Even if they are still living, we should pass sawabs to them. If they have passed away, much more it is important that we pass sawabs to them. None of us know what their condition is in the qabr. And by us passing the sawabs, it helps them tremendously in their qabr. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.